You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Monday afternoon, downtown New York City, where the sun is setting over the Hudson and bouncing nicely off the Goldman Sachs building. So, the most interesting thing in tech today is definitely Huawei. There's a lot of news. For background, Huawei is the giant Chinese telecommunications equipment manufacturer. They're making 5G technology all over the world. They're a pretty important company, and they're locked in a pretty nasty fight with the U.S. government, which says, A, they've implanted spyware, and B, that they circumvented sanctions on Iran. So, lots of tension between the United States and China. Proxy fight is between the U.S. government and Huawei. So, at least four things have just happened. One, Huawei has begun a campaign to try to sway U.S. public opinion. They're buying ads in newspapers, they're making friendly with journalists, trying to get Americans to see their side of the story, not to just be this nameless, evil, creepy Chinese tech company. It's probably a smart move. Secondly, there's an op-ed in Wired, written by a lawyer connected to Huawei, arguing that Chinese law could not have compelled the company to give a backdoor to the government, which is one of the things the U.S. government has claimed against Huawei. We also have the news story countering that, saying, actually, other people believe it is still possible that the Chinese government could have mandated that. Third thing, this is a big one. It's reported in the New York Times, Huawei is going to sue the U.S. government for an order that no federal agency can buy telecommunications equipment from Huawei. According to Huawei's legal argument, this is a bill of attainder, a bill specifically targeting one entity, which is not something you're allowed to do in the U.S. Constitution. That is going to be a messy, complicated fight. Last, Meng Wanzhou, leader of Huawei, sometimes referred to as the Sheryl Sandberg of China, has sued the Canadian government. Remember, she is the executive who was leaving a plane in Vancouver, was pulled over at the airport, was questioned, advices were taken from her, she ended up having to go to the hospital, it was very stressful, and she's there, and there's going to be a huge extradition fight, as the United States would really like her to come to the United States to face trial, which will be really sticky. I can guarantee you Canada is not happy that the U.S. has pulled them into this mess. So there are at least four important things going on, at least two, maybe three of which could be pretty crazy. So what this means is that the Huawei fight with the United States government, which is a tricky one, and I have really conflicted feelings on, both because it does seem Huawei did some things you don't want them to do, but also because I really want the tech sector of the U.S. and the tech sector of China to work together. And also, if Huawei makes the best telecommunications equipment or the cheapest, you'd want the U.S. government to be able to buy it and use it. So it's a really, really tricky fight, which I have lots of mixed opinions, and it's only going to get more intense and more interesting. So it will almost certainly be the most interesting thing in tech many more times in the course of the year, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.